this is not clickbait. This is not a joke. Not an exaggeration. Within the next 10 days, 9 days, there is looking like there's going to be a real attack, a coordinated attack on multiple towns inside of Nigeria for the slaughter, murder, eradication of Christians. This is coming from insiders inside of Nigeria who've communicated it through truthnigeria.com. This has happened before. 2 years ago, there was the Black Christmas Massacre where hundreds of Christians were killed in coordinated attacks on multiple towns. And we know it is Islamic style to come at people during their holidays, to attack on Hanukkah, to attack on Christmas, to attack on Yom Kippur, to attack on whenever you're having a great time, whenever your defenses are down, whenever you're gathered in groups. This is an emergency, and we need the U.S. government to get involved if possible. We need for the Nigerian government, obviously, they should get involved. It is only in the failure of their involvement or their capacity to do it, to do something about it, that we need U.S. government involvement. And so I'm going to here speak on behalf of my fellow believers in Nigeria, as a Christian who cares about them, as a fellow believer, as one who's told according to scripture that I'm to remember those that are in chains as though I was with them. And so in spirit, I'm with you guys. And I'm praying that God would protect you, but we're also advocating that God would protect you. So this is an action video. I'm going to call you guys to action. Let me show you the details, and then I'll give you the action steps that you guys can take that might make a huge difference and save some lives a few days from now. This is truthnigeria.com. Okay, this website was founded because of the ongoing terrorist activity of Muslim jihadis in Nigeria. They created this website so that they could warn towns. Basically, they'd find out there was a group on bikes with RPGs and AKs and stuff headed to a town, and they would warn the town. They would send a signal out to get that town, basically so that people could flee. This has been going on for years and years and years in Nigeria. This is not even news. But what's news is that there's Judd Saul now is warning of planned terrorist attacks in Nigeria during the Christmas season. You can read about this on truthnigeria.com, but I have it on your screen here as well. Here it says he's sounding the warning of religious freedom activists at Washington's National Press Club. This was on December 10th. We're trying to get the government to care about this. We're trying to push this forward, to get forward movement, to have the U.S. government maybe do drone strikes to kill these terrorists so that they cannot do this stuff, or do something not to violate Nigeria's sovereignty, hopefully working with Nigeria, the Nigerian government. In fact, let me show you another article in a second that they may be even approving of this finally. But we don't know. Everything's up in the air because there's multiple forces on both sides fighting for the Nigerians, the Christians in Nigeria, versus fighting for the Muslims in Nigeria. And that's just how it is. So the information is that there's multiple specific towns. Judd Saul even knows the towns that are going to be attacked. He's warning the governments of these things. The Nigerian government historically doesn't care, doesn't do anything. Even recently, there were 300 kids that were kidnapped. You guys heard this story. 300 kids that were kidnapped just 3 weeks ago. And so far, in the U.S., if that happened, those kidnappers would be dead or in custody and those kids would be free already. It would have happened within 24 hours. In Nigeria, it's been over 3 weeks. 100 of them have been released with no information from the government. We don't know why they were released. They were probably paid off, which means they got more money to buy guns and do even worse stuff this Christmas. And the other 200 are just still with them. This is insane. This stuff is insane. So Judd reached out to me and was like, hey, Mike, please help raise awareness. We want to stir up our government. We want to stir up our people. And we want to cause something to happen to protect the Christians on the ground in Nigeria this Christmas because a significant massacre is planned. So he has inside sources, people that are on the ground. They've been doing this for years now, this website, truthnigeria.com. And it's been very successful at reliably communicating when terror is going to happen. Their success rate is high. They warn the government on a regular basis. The government pretty much always ignores them. It doesn't do anything. That is why we're raising the red alarms, the red alerts here. So why should you trust this site? Because Judd is on the ground, because Judd is an actual believer. I've met with Judd. I know Judd at least somewhat enough that I feel like I can take a risk by trusting him and telling you the things that are going on. I believe he's reliable and he's doing good stuff. And this is one of the major developments that's going on right now. U.S. armed drones cleared to hit terrorist targets in Nigeria. That is what an expert is claiming. Okay, this is not confirmed through the government sources, but an expert's claiming this because of following aviation records and looking at where the drones are flying and where the different aircraft are and stuff that goes over my head. But this is a positive sign. If this is correct, then maybe they can do something. But of course, just because they have the capacity to do it and they've got the military to do it, doesn't mean that they will have the go-ahead from government officials, and that's where you come in. So this brings us to what you can do, the action you can take right now in the next 5 minutes, and to Congressman, former Congressman Mark Walker. Mark Walker was nominated by Trump to be the religious freedom nominee. Let me show you this guy. We want to get this guy affirmed as the religious freedom nominee, but for 8 months, his confirmation has been stalled for what look like political grudge type reasons. That's what this NBC News article is about. It's suggesting that Congressman Budd might be behind this for his own political career stuff and not for what's good for the country. I don't know. All I know is pressure being put on this situation to deal with getting Mark Walker nominated, having a guy that's put in a position where he could effectively help the ongoing crisis of terrorism, Islamic terrorism in particular, and having him sit there for 8 months. He can't even get a hearing. He can't even get a hearing because of what's going on in Congress, because welcome to the U.S. government, unfortunately. So I'm asking you guys to go down below and click the link that'll take you to this website, congress.gov. What you're going to do is you're going to scroll down. Here's your action steps. You scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see where it says select U.S. state or territory. Open that up and click your state. Maybe you live in Hawaii. Most of us don't, but let's suppose you do. It's going to show you your representatives, and here you go. You can email them right from here. You can send messages to them, and what will you email them, you might be thinking. You email them the script that I'm going to put in the video description. It'll be right there. You can copy and paste it, or you can basically just tell them in your own words, please take action to stop the persecution of Christians in Nigeria and the coming potential Christmas massacre, and also get Mark Walker a hearing so he can be appointed as the religious freedom guy. So that is what you need to put there. You just need to get their attention on it. Your words don't have to be perfect. It is the voice of the people that moves the government. That's just what happens. So why not mobilize as Christians and remember those who are in chains as though we are in chains with them? There are hundreds of thousands of Christians that can't even go back to their homes right now, that are living in like little like makeshift shelters and stuff in Nigeria. They have been massacred and murdered, 300 kidnapped a few weeks ago. We've seen footage just recently, which I won't show you because then YouTube makes it hard for you to find this video. But recently we saw footage of a church during a live stream service, which most of them can't do that even. But they had gunmen come in, Islamic terrorists come in during their church service on Sunday and kidnap the pastor. They're coming in with their big old AKs or fully automatic, you know, rifles. This stuff is going on right now, and you can do something about it. That's the good news. So let's hope that this report saves the day and that you taking action saves the day. If you want to help them out, you can donate. Go to truthnigeria.com and you'll see all the stuff that's there. I think they're doing good work and they could use more support. There's plenty of people trying to fundraise on the back of Nigeria right now, but it's good to give your support to those who are actually on the ground in the country doing things that are helping the terrorized Christians, like creating early warning systems so that they will know ahead of time when terrorists are coming their way, like giving them stronger and better shelters than the makeshift, you know, stuff that's built out of trash, basically, that they're living in because they were chased from Muslim terrorists out of their homes. So that's the update. Let's not see another Christmas massacre in Nigeria this year. My name is Mike Winger. I'm here to help you learn to think biblically about everything, and that includes persecuted Christians.